Yeah, I would go back. It's probably something simple, but for me, you know, it's an extraordinarily memorable moment. And for me, you know, high point when I was a member of the House of Delegates, I was running for election for my second term, and at that point, Joanne Davis had passed away. Obviously, for me personally, a low point because I thought the world of Joanne. She was a great, great lady. But in that process, my wife and I talked about what should we do, because there are a lot of people saying, hey, we're going to run for the seat. And I had a number of people call me and say, Rob, you ought to run. And I guess that process where I went through and did a lot of self-examination, my wife and I did a lot of, had a lot of conversations, did some praying, and determined that we were going to put forth the effort to seek the nomination. And there were 10 other people that had the same idea.
Crowded field.
You know, very crowded field. So there were 11 of us in a convention, which is pretty competitive. And I went in certainly with not the largest amount of resources, with not the best constructed campaign machine, but with lots of desire. So went in there, had a handful of people that were very helpful in getting things set up, and it was one of those things where, you know, things just came together. The whole thing caught fire, and I went there. I was out there in my blue jeans and my Carhartt jacket, putting my signs up there. And people were asking me, "What are you doing? Why did you have somebody else putting up your signs?" But that's just me. And some things didn't happen the way they were supposed to that day. We were supposed to have a room to set up to be able to feed some people. That got confused. We ended up in a room in the back, out of the way. So I could see that there were some challenges through the day. But anyway, at the end of the day, things worked out. And we were able to get a lot of people involved as other candidates went by the wayside. We picked up support through the day. As I said, that was a miraculous day. So the decision-making process to decide to run in a field of a total of 11, including myself, and then the process to get the nomination was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And the low point, gosh. You know, I don't know. I consider myself blessed. I'm always a guy that looks at the glass half full. And, yeah, there have been some points where you say, yeah, I wish things had gone differently, or I had said something differently or done something differently. But, you know, I've really been blessed, so I don't really point to any one particular instance that was a low point. You know, I just look at them as challenges that you have to overcome. And I've been blessed to be able to, when I've had a challenge out there, to be able to take it head on. And I don't consider anything really a low point, because, as I said, I'm more the eternal optimist. So.